This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad salli alayhi wa sallam fil awwalin wa salli allahumma wa sallim wa barik ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad salli alayhi wa sallam fil akhirin. Allahumma salli ala habibina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kullama dhakarahu dhakirun abrar kullama ghafana dhikri ghafirun. Welcome everybody, alhamdulillah, to Illuminations, Quranic Reflections from the Haramain, day 17. And today, inshallah, the Imam recited from two particular surahs of the Quran. The first of which is Surah Ar-Ra'd, and the second one is Surah Ibrahim. Surah Ar-Ra'd speaks about the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His capability and His ability, and that giving a strength to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when you have the strength of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rely on. And Surah Ibrahim speaks about giving the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a sense of comfort over, of course, understanding the path that he's going to tread is the same path as his own grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. So I wanted to reflect on a number of ayat from both of these surahs since it was recited. Surah Ar-Ra'd is surah number 13, and Surah Ibrahim is surah number 14, and reflecting on some of those things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Ra'd ayahs number 22 to 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after saying أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار. الله سبحانه وتعالى سورة الرعد in ayah number 22, and they are those who endure patiently seeking their Lord's pleasure, establish prayer, donate from what we have provided for them secretly and openly, and respond to evil with good. It is they who will have the ultimate abode, the gardens of eternity. They will enter along with the righteous among their parents, their spouses, their descendants, and the angels will enter upon them from every gate, saying, peace be upon you for your perseverance. How excellent is the ultimate abode. So Surah Ar-Ra'd, these ayat speak about staying the course. In essence, continue on what the path is, for that is going to eventually be worth it. And what is it that eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the believers in terms of staying the course? They are those who endure patiently. Enduring patiently for what reason? Seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And they do the following: establish the prayer, and they donate from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And essentially, I want you to focus on the importance of those two things, which is prayer. It should be like an ultimate outlet. It should never be something we give up, no matter how we may feel that we're distant from Allah. Because one of the things that I see regularly is that a lot of people start to question their faith, and they think that they're not good enough. And this is a form of the tricks of shaitan, making people feel like they don't have the required righteousness to pray. They have the required righteousness to go to the masjid. In fact, some people made the following comments. They thought that, you know what, my sins are too much for me to go to the masjid. They thought, or I wasn't ready to do so because of X, Y, and Z lifestyle decision that I was making. You know, that kind of mentality, aslan, is from shaitan to make us think that we need to have certain conditions for the mercy of Allah, or certain conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept us. And that's not true. Those things are from shaitan. Those are not real. Those are things that are self-deprecating ideology and thoughts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that should be a red line. You should never ever think that your faith is somehow conditional for Allah to forgive you. But rather, the moment that you feel that you want to pray and you come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that actually is a mercy from Allah that He wants to forgive you and He wants good for you. So hence, there's no condition. You don't need to reach a certain stage for you to approach Allah and to pray. So establishing the prayer is the absolute red line that everyone should just remain firm on. No matter what the situation is, just stay on your prayer. And if you've missed it, make it up. and, you know, keep going, moving forward, continue to pray, you know, start to pray, whatever the main situation may be. And then sacrificing by giving. So giving is actually a very big component in our faith, in the sense of giving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, because it's a form of, in fact, reliance on Allah, and it's a form of sacrifice as well. So hence, even in the early Meccan period, as you see these ayat still are in the Meccan period, it is a very powerful reflection to continuously give for the sake of Allah, secretly and openly, meaning it's not something that's only a performative open thing, that where people essentially want some kind of clout or to be praised by others, but it's also done secretly. And they respond with evil, they respond to evil with good. So essentially, one of the signs of faith, which is very powerful to me, is that it changes the sense of normative response that we may have to others. You ever thought about that? How do you respond to someone that does, that has done evil to you, by doing something that is good? It's very difficult, it's not easy. And hence why faith is supposed to change that normative response. In that essence, I want you all to just kind of think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has impacted us, where we essentially changed a behavior that we would normally have done, but we do it for Allah just because He doesn't like a certain thing. And that essence shows us what the impact of faith is. When you normatively would have responded, you really have a short fuse, or you have a short temper, and you attack somebody for the way they responded or spoke to you, but then you change that behavior because that's not how Allah wants you to react. And that shows you the sign of, like, the true level of faith, when it's impacting you, when it's changing your behavior. Powerful, huh? In essence of, it is those who respond to evil with good. And that's a very, it's not an easy thing to do. It's something that requires a long time to kind of develop. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. They are the ones who have the ultimate abode. It's one of the names of paradise. The ultimate abode, like the final destination, the best place to be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the gardens of eternity, the Jannatu Adnin. It's one of the names of the paradise. Jannatu Adnin is the gardens of eternity, which they will enter along with the righteous from. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this ultimate, beautiful promise that you will be in those gardens with your parents and your spouses and your descendants and your family. And that's among the greatest blessings. One of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that among the greatest blessings is that we will be with our families. And you might say, well, aren't we in different levels in paradise? Somebody did better than us, or we may have done better than them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will join, whoever has the highest level of paradise, Allah will make their family join them, so that they can be together. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, when he used to hear this ayah, he used to cry. He used to say, subhanAllah, how merciful Allah is, that when you're in paradise, Allah will actually make your family join you in that final beautiful place where you can spend eternity together. So now you won't be alone. And then those who made it, of course, those who are in paradise, and those who aren't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity to actually go and search for them, and to intercede for them on their behalf, as long as they were people of iman and faith. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, and to guide our families to Islam and to faith, ya Rabbil Alameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, and the angels will come then, and be their, basically their companions, and from every gate of paradise call out and say, peace be upon you for bima sabartum, for what you used to have, for what you persevered and had patience with. I mean, look, it takes patience, right, to fast Ramadan. It takes patience to pray. It takes patience to wear the hijab. It takes patience to have a beard and to wear clothes and to be and do and act and say and react the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. For no other reason. Not because it's ethnicized Islamic culture. Not because your parents are forcing you. Not because it's the traditional thing to do. Or because the overall practice of Muslims. It's because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. So the idea is that, how amazing is it that the angels will be calling us to say, you earned this because of the fact that you persevered, the fact that you had patience. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And how amazing is this beautiful place that you established and you stayed and you reached because of
the amount of patience that you had, the amount of perseverance that you had. I mean, that will be the ultimate kind of sign that it's worth it. So I wanted to reflect on those from Surah Ar-Ra'd. And then from Surah Ibrahim, I wanted to reflect on something which is equally beautiful and as powerful as well. In the beginning of this Surah Ibrahim, Surah Ibrahim, like I said, it's about giving the Prophet ﷺ a perseverance and staying on the path by giving him the example of Ibrahim ﷺ. There's a beautiful portion of the beginning of this ayah, the beginning of the surah. I want to just read it out to you all, and we'll reflect on it shortly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of Surah Ibrahim, Alif Lam Ra, كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وويل للكافرين من عذاب شديد الذين يستحبون الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة ويصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا أولئك في ضلال بعيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra, this is a book which we have revealed to you, O Prophet, so that you may lead people out of darkness and into light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, darkness plural, light is one. The path of Allah is one. And darknesses and different paths leading away from Allah is many. By the will of their Lord to the path of the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. Allah to whom belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. And woe to those who reject faith because of a severe torment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says something beautiful. He actually tells us the strategy of those who wish to take us away from the path of Allah. Allah in the Quran teaches us how the path of disbelief will lead mankind astray. And listen to this. What are the three strategies of those who wish to take people away from the path of God? Number one, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ They will make this life preferred and try to make them favor this world over the hereafter. Such a powerful thing. They will make them love this world more than anything. Think about all those people that are trying to build their Jannah on earth. They try to build their paradise on earth. That's actually a statement for vacations, right? Paradise on earth, come visit. Paradise on earth, come visit. Maldives, Hawaii, Malta, and Costa Rica, all of these places, they call it paradise on earth because it's literally that image in the person's mind that everything that they want from their desires is here. In essence, that is also a form of satanic advertising, right? In the sense that the notion to create the image of this world being your end-all pleasure is in fact a mechanism used to make you feel that you're going to be missing out if you don't indulge and engage and fall into the enticements of the world by removing your want for what's in the hereafter, which is later, and preferring this life over the next. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا لِلْآخِرَةِ Such a powerful image. Those who make one favor and prefer the life of this world over the hereafter. Number one strategy of how disbelief, in fact, guides Muslims away from faith. And then number two, if they can't do that, they say, okay, you know what, don't follow this way, don't prefer the life of this world. وَيَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ The second thing is, you know what, if you don't prefer this life, at least just don't do this Islam thing. يَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ means they try to hinder people from the way of Allah. They try to hinder people away from the way of Allah and saying, look, follow any other way. Follow any other lifestyle. Just don't do this Islam thing. Islam, you know what? Why are you making your life so hard? Go do something else with your life. يَسُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Do anything. Be anyone. Pretend you're anything. Except be Muslim. Don't be Muslim. Just don't do this Islam thing. Okay? That's the second strategy. And if they can't do that, if they can't make you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter, and they can't make you not follow away other than Islam, then number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا Okay, then what are they going to do? Make you follow an Islam that's crooked. Literally, that's what it says. They will strive to make it appear crooked. This is not the way. Or they will try to make you follow an Islam that's not the correct Islam. Follow this kind of Islam. Follow an Islam that's based on my interpretation and my understanding and my way. Because that's the true way of Islam. Let's be moderate Muslims. Ever heard that term? Moderate Muslims. As if Islam itself is not immoderate. So the notion here is like, be moderate Muslim, but don't, like, is that following Islam moderately, or what is it exactly? So these kind of things have come up in the idea that people try to take people away from the path of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are the ones who have gone far astray. So imagine these two kind of components of a faith that we just looked at. Surah Al-Ra'd, which teaches us about perseverance and staying on the path. And then the notion of how you can be swerved from it in Surah Ibrahim, so that you understand how to essentially be wary of those kind of strategies that are used. This is Surah Ibrahim, ayahs 1 to 3, immediately the beginning of Surah Ibrahim. So this is among the ways we can understand to stay the course, stay the path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you do, then the end result of what we have patience for will ultimately be worth it. And that's something you just have to kind of always remind yourself with. It's like, listen, the end result and the benefit and the blessings, and also, look, we as human beings are triggered to stay the course or to essentially continue with something or to build habits based on two things. Number one, we try to remember the rewards. Or number two, we remember the consequences. So if you remember the reward for this is what? I'm going to get a paycheck if I stay at my job. Right? Or if I work overtime, I'm going to get this much. So the reward is actually driving you. And for some people, it's the consequence. It's like, listen, if I don't do this, I can't pay my bills. So in essence, either rewards is going to drive you or consequences is going to drive you. So the paycheck that you're going to get, you're going to get rewarded. Or because if you don't go to work, you're not going to get paid. So which of those things is going to be driving us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in the Quran that mentality, that human nature is also with faith. What is that driving you? Are you being driven by the love of Allah and the reward that you're going to receive and the blessings in your life and the fact that you're going to see so many things clearly and you're going to feel much more happier and there's going to be contentment in your heart and there's going to be this overwhelming level of just drama taken away from you and toxic people taken away from you and all of these things? Or are you going to be driven by the consequences of saying, hey, you know what, if you don't do this, there's going to be constriction in your heart, there's going to be lack of clarity, there's going to be this overwhelming self deprecation and this belief in your heart that you're not good enough, you're going to be constantly seeking the appreciation and praise of others, there's going to be a clout chasing that's going on, there's going to be continuous drama around people that only care about the superficial things in life and not be surrounded by those people that care about just being righteous to each other and not caring about what you look like and how you say things and second guessing you and having assumptions about you, but you're going to surround yourself with the righteous. So which is it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the path. So it's beautiful to kind of like remember what is it that the Quran calls to, and what the Quran calls to, and that level of just uplifting character and uplifting spirituality makes the Quran such a powerful personal development as well as spiritual and theological unsurpassed power that we must continuously draw from in order to become better human beings and to become better Muslims and to become those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels will even praise us when we enter paradise and they will say to us, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbad dar. May Allah make us of those. Peace be upon you for how you persevered and how you stuck to it and you stayed the course and you stayed on the path. How excellent is this beautiful ultimate abode that we all will celebrate inshallah by going into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that and grant us the companionship of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Illuminations, Quranic Reflections every night from the Haramain. And we look forward to seeing you all tomorrow, inshallah, for night 18. SubhanAllah, how quickly Ramadan is going. Take advantage of it. If you haven't had a great start, haven't had a great middle, there's still time. There's still time. Plenty of time, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us blessings in our time and accept from us. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala habibina wa nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa jma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.